a blood shortage, and the kicking of an aid addiction.
Tragedy led Miriam Winyusi to open a vein. Last year, her friend died when she could not get a blood transfusion in time. "I can prevent it from happening to another person," she says at a blood bank in Nairobi, Kenya's capital. Blood shortages have been a huge problem in Kenya and many other parts of sub-Saharan Africa for years. The cost is untold suffering, mainly of mothers and children. Researchers at Imperial College in London found that almost 52% of children in three East African countries admitted to hospital with severe anemia died if they did not receive blood transfusions within 8 hours. By contrast, 96% of those who got blood promptly survived. Other studies found that 26% of women who died in childbirth in sub-Saharan Africa could have been saved had blood been available. The World Health Organization estimates that 65,000 pregnant women in sub-Saharan Africa die every year from blood loss. Kenya's government reckons that 35% of maternal deaths in 2020 were linked to blood shortages. There are several reasons why Kenya has so little bottled blood. Until recently, the government spent little on blood drives to attract donors, who tended to show up only when a friend or relative needed a pint. Many worry that if they give to the bank, they could then be left dry should a relative need a top-up. Yet before 2020, most of the funding for Kenya's blood service came from America, through the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR. This focused mainly on ensuring that blood was tested to curb the spread of infections such as HIV, rather than on promoting donations.